Oh, it's a good day. It's such a good day today. Return to normal. I'm going to have to rewrite my intro tomorrow because we're exiting dystopia as we speak. It's hour number three of Shirts and Skins with Chad and Trey. Pick out the stems and seeds at 2:45. I prefaced this one yesterday but never got to it, so we're going to get to it today, I promise. Is Aaron Rodgers going TB12? He may be, in more ways than just forcing his way out of a bad situation. At 2:30, why does May 13th matter? Well, it matters for a big reason as of about an hour ago, but it is also the birthday of a musical titan. In a mere minutes, the NFL schedule is out. We will discuss some of the details. I'm Trey Elling, and sitting across from me is Chad Hastings.
Yes, indeed. Hour number three on a Thursday. Came in talking NFL schedules. We're still doing that. Cowboys have 9 road games for the last 5 in division at Tampa, at the Chargers to start. Texans have 9 home games, including in the first 4 weeks, they'll go at Cleveland, at Buffalo. Yeesh. I'm a Texans fan. 2-2 sounds great when you tell me that. We've discussed that. We talked about name, image, and likeness, and the updates there. Look, in the next day or so, we could have an update in the state of Texas. As Trey told us earlier, the bill has passed the Senate. It's working its way through the House, but they're not doing any business past tomorrow. Close of business. So by the time this weekend begins, we could know something with name, image, and likeness, and it looks like that would take effect September 1st. Some of the other big updates, though, one Longhorn update is Greg Brown going pro. That's big news.
Thank you for your season, Greg. Good luck in the pros.
But with all due respect to Greg Brown, the biggest story of the day did break just about, I don't know, 20 minutes ago or so, 30 minutes ago, something like that. I will just read straight from this story. This is an ABC News story, if that matters to you. It says, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention will no longer recommend masks for fully vaccinated Americans indoors or outdoors, including in crowds, according to sweeping new guidance announced Thursday. The new recommendations, which carves out exceptions for, get ready for this, buses, planes, hospitals, prisons, and homeless shelters, will have significant implications for schools and businesses as the country begins to reopen.
The airplane thing is a little bit ridiculous. The air circulation in airplanes is as good as just about any enclosed place that you can be in this country. And good luck enforcing that in prisons and homeless shelters.
Yeah, right. That's probably fair, too. The CDC director is named Rochelle Walensky. I went to school with a Rochelle. Shout out to all the Rochelles out there.
I knew a Rochelle. She looked like a Chicken McNugget.
Is that right?
Yeah.
The Rochelle I knew did not look like a Chicken McNugget. She was on the tennis team. She was lovely.
This was a big-time fake baker. This girl probably would have been pretty had she not gone these certain lengths on things. But this was in high school. And even as like a 15, 16-year-old, she was a big-time fake baker and wore way too much mascara. So she looked exactly like the McNugget in those old-school McDonald's commercials.
So Dr. Walensky had this to say today. Quote, anyone who is fully vaccinated can participate in indoor and outdoor activities, large or small, without wearing a mask or physical distancing if you are fully vaccinated. You can start doing the things that you had stopped doing because of the pandemic. We have all longed for this moment when we can get back to some sense of normalcy. End quote. Trey, normalcy? Do what you were doing?
In the name of...
What the heck is it? What? Wow.
In the name of one of your all-time favorite wrestlers, Ric Flair, Chad.
Yes.
Woo!
Very good.
See ya, mask.
Very good. Yeah, that is extremely good news.
I'm assuming this applies to people who have had COVID and are not vaccinated yet.
Right, obviously. You would need to assume that. Your woo would need to be under those pretenses. That's what your woo needs to have. That is terrific news. So, on the Specs text line, 337-3776, you don't have to give us all of them. You don't have to give us the list. Just give us something that you'll be excited to do. What is it? Restaurant? Is it a movie? Is it sports?
I'm guessing for you it's seeing your parents finally. CDC has given the okay. Your parents should be good to go now.
Now I'm going to be interested. In fact, I was planning on calling my parents on the way home anyway. So now I'm going to call and be like, all right, What you thinking now?
What's your play now, guys?
What's your play? Like, I'm going to get slowly convinced my parents just don't want to see me anymore. So I've got to see what the argument's going to be. Yeah, that'll be the first step on the personal level for me. And then for the crowd level, just two of my favorite things in the world are sporting events and concerts.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea of, I've seen it on TV now. I've gotten a little bit of a taste. And if I'm not mistaken, the event coming up, I think it's this weekend, the next UFC event. I think it's actually in Houston. I got to double check that. I had been saying Jacksonville. The last one was Jacksonville. I think this one's in Houston, maybe with, you know, more people. But the fact that we could get full houses, the fact that we could get packed stadiums, the fact that I could actually go to a concert and feel like, hey, I'm actually experiencing, you know, a regular concert. Those are the things that that I'm definitely looking forward to. Because I've been eating. And I have no problem wearing the mask. I'll sit down at the table.
By who?
No, I've been eating.
Oh, I was like, oh my goodness.
Some people have not even been out to eat. I've been going to movies. Some people have not been going to movies. So for those people, I totally get it. I mean, I've been, you know, did a little, you know, gone here. And I've been to a bar. I'd enjoy that.
Are you going to? Here's the first big test.
Here it is.
Are you going to actually go to the bathroom in front of Wendy? No. Are you going
That's not happening.
Walk out of this building today not wearing a mask? The CDC has just said that you can do that, no problem.
I will probably still wear the mask because I don't know that every single person that I will see from now here to the floor of the building would know that. So just out of respect for the general...
Well, when they give you that passive-aggressive look that I've been receiving for the last 14 months... You tell them, hey, the CDC now says it's okay, too.
We could do that. But, yeah, today I might stay with that. See, that's the other thing we got to do moving forward here. Like, the mask itself now needs to become, you know, like the shirt somebody's wearing or whether or not they're wearing shoes or what kind of socks they're wearing. Like, we're not really going to be flipping out on people that are wearing masks, are we?
Oh, no, you shouldn't.
Are we going to be lecturing strangers now on masks?
No, of course not. I haven't pulled people over who are wearing masks in their cars, sitting in their cars by themselves, and tell them that they're making a poor decision.
A citizen's masking? A citizen's unmasking?
I haven't been berating people that are walking around outside by themselves wearing a mask on a hot summer day, telling them you're not really doing anything to protect anyone from anything, yourself included.
You think anybody's
done that?
You think anybody's been sleeping in their mask like all night?
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, there are people that are flat out resisting this on Twitter right now. It just goes to show just how people get their heels dug in a certain mindset. And they're like, no, I refuse to change this now. I changed it for the better 14 months ago, and I refuse to believe anything that goes against the way that I believe about it.
Yeah, see, that's what's tough to me about that. The only thing I didn't like about this story is the words White House briefing.
I thought you were going to say white privilege at first for some reason.
No, just those words. Like, why would you have it at the White House? Why do you need to do that? Why couldn't you pick a neutral location? Why can't you pick a non-political location? All I've been wanting through this whole thing is, let's get some information we all sort of agree on, where you're like, all right, we'll agree on these people to tell us what they're thinking that day. We have to be willing to admit it'll change, because that's kind of what science is about. It admits it can change, and it's not going to rush to stuff. So, yeah, I mean, they're gonna be the last nerds to tell you, hey, you might be okay in the restaurant. Yeah, thanks, Poindexter, I'm going to the beach. That's going to happen. But the fact that it always feels so political, like who the president is at the moment might affect the way you hear the news, that's not good. And I don't like the idea that people would flip out today that way, just like I don't like the idea that 3 months ago or 6 months ago, if somebody's being concerned on the other side, that you'd hear it politically and go, well, it's that side telling me, so I'm not going to listen. It's just a shame.
I agree with you, actually, with news like this, that it is best done from a neutral site, or maybe you go someplace like one of the hospitals in New York that suffered the worst of this at the very beginning.
Sure.
To get to deliver the good news, to try and depoliticize it a little bit. Now,
yeah.
An alternate theory that's probably floating around there right now is that the reason why this was done now, whereas 2 weeks ago, the CDC was barely willing to admit that if you're vaccinated, you can finally walk outside without a mask on, is because there are actual political reasons. Because the left is getting hammered in voting polls right now because there are certain promises that were made that got Joe Biden and Kamala Harris voted into office that have not been adhered to just yet. So they're trying to get back into the public's goodwill by making this happen right now. I will say this, though, that the evidence has been pointing in this direction for a little while, for going back at least a couple of months. So it's good that we're finally doing this now versus trying to continue to play this game. And it has turned into a game on a certain level through the summer before letting things open back up in the fall. Let's go ahead and run this experiment right now because it seems pretty obvious at this point that the U.S. has done a great job of getting people vaccinated, mm-hmm. that we can now take this step and we'll be okay. It's not going to turn into what's going on in India right now or down in Brazil or South Africa or some other places that are dealing with elevated numbers.
Somebody texted in, the vaccine keeps you from getting a virus but not from spreading it. Yeah, I don't think that's true.
That is actually, their evidence has come out literally within the last few days, and this was reported on by the Washington Post and New York Times, that the transmission is extremely low to the point of negligible as well.
Yeah, they've seen good numbers there.
I will say that by also offering up this caveat, and I mentioned this within the last couple of segments. There's a story from the New York Yankees right now where several guys are being held out of the lineup and away from the team because they've tested positive for COVID, even though all of them are fully vaccinated. But mm-hmm. I think they're maybe asymptomatic, and it's just a matter of the weekly testing that Major League Baseball is doing right now. So hopefully that doesn't turn into something bigger. I'm assuming they've examined that side of the story in making this decision, too.
All right, I'm going to go right past the text of, you're the idiot that believed them. All right, calm down. This text says, they're looking forward most to hugging, whether it be a big bro hug or a full pick-you-up-and-spin-you-around hug. Trey, be honest, you're not the biggest fans of hugs to start with. Are you going to kind of miss the no-hugging barrier you've been given with the pandemic?
I'm going to see if Rod will give me a hug today.
Oh, ooh, careful. Oh, careful. You may get wiped down with an antibacterial cloth.
I could probably use it.
You probably could. That's part of what I'm excited about with my parents. My dad is not necessarily known as the best hugger in the world. I hug my dad, but it's my mom I'm looking forward to. My mom is the most genuine hug giver, like, in the world.
Do you ever kiss your mom on the lips?
No, God, no. Lord, no, 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 no. Yeah, nobody gets kissed on the lips except my wife. Well, and me, when my wife kisses me.
Your daughter?
I get it, too. No, 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 no.
What?
No, no, no. No, no, no.
Is it weird that I'm kissing my 6 and 4-year-old on the lips?
I'm not saying it's weird, just it's one of those how I was raised things. My parents didn't believe in that, so therefore it was passed down to me. I kissed my mom on the lips when I was 4, 5, 6, somewhere in there. She told me right at that moment, that is not what we do. That is what Daddy and I do. You and I do not do that. Parents and kids do not do that. And it just stuck with me.
I didn't realize some people go with the Julia Roberts Pretty Woman rule for their entire lives with their kids.
And the good news for me there is I'm not a germaphobe or anything, but it also is when she was growing up, I always felt like, well, if she gets something from some little brat in daycare, I got less of a chance to get it if I'm just kissing her on the cheek, right? Or if she's kissing me on the cheek. That's kind of the way I looked at it. But anyway, I'm looking forward to my mom's hug, so I totally get that. Somebody's saying hugging is good. So if you want to react to this CDC story, please do. 337-3776. Big news for that. Now somebody's telling me how their sexual positions may change. I'm not reading that on the air. Just enjoy. Enjoy it, whatever you need to do. Oh, my God.
But yeah, no, never mind.
Yeah, no. I'm just the
devil. Never mind.
You can guess. You can guess. Let's just say.
I want me some glory hole.
No, nothing like that. But just, yeah, so less kennels and more wedding night, shall we say.
I'll be curious to see because some of our favorite restaurants still require you to either sit outside or just get food to go. Like Bufalina Due is a place that we would go to a couple times a month, and we've eaten there outside a couple times now. I'm curious to see how quickly they pivot to allow folks inside the restaurant once again.
This would be my question. If I was running a restaurant just to mess with people, what if you requested they wear a mask while ordering their appetizer, and then they could take it off?
Good luck with that one.
Yeah, right. Only when you order dessert. We want you to wear a mask if you could.
No. They're actually going to flip the rules. They're going to go crisscross. Remember the hip-hop group Crisscross that wore their clothes backwards?
Yeah.
They're going to go crisscross with the mask rule. You do not wear a mask when you go to the hostess stand and get walked to your table, but as soon as you sit down, you actually have to put the mask on.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That'll be good. I think what we may see happen, I could see this as a first step, Trey. If I'm the restaurant, maybe it's going to be a sign that basically says, welcome in, you're no longer required to wear a mask, but then maybe right underneath it, it'll say, our entire staff will still be wearing masks for your protection or for your peace of mind or for the next month or just something like that. Like, I could see that happening where you just want to phase it, not go completely, like go cold turkey with the people, but you know what I'm saying? Like with your staff, maybe you want to let your bartender keep his or her mask on for a week or two if you want.
If they want to, absolutely. I know I mentioned this as the start of the week. I was in the Domain over the weekend and nobody was wearing their mask. People in restaurants were, employees in restaurants were, but I was at a bar. And the bartenders were not wearing masks there. So people have clearly either gotten the vaccine, had COVID, or they're willing to risk it to no longer have to wear that face mask at all times. And good for those in each of those categories.
Somebody says, look forward to not being fooled by girls with pretty eyes whose masks cover up a jacked up grill.
It was one of the great eras for butterfaces. Butterfaces of both sexes, by the way.
I'm always glad I'm not having to date during these time periods, you know, certain things. And I would look at women out in public and be like, what would you do there? What would you think? The eyes look fine. Those look like really pretty eyes. And then it's like, oh, wow.
Well, you've been dealing.
Now you got to deal with the rest of the face. Like, are girls now having to doll up the rest of their face? Maybe they weren't even messing with it.
Well, you've been dealing that for a long time now as a foot fetish guy. I mean, there's only so much you can tell from a foot when even a sandal is on, much less if it's a sneaker that's on that foot.
That is just so fair. So fair. Well, and for people that, you know, people, if you're a smile person, it's like a whole new world's going to come back. For me, I'm always looking at people's mouths. Like, I've missed people's mouths.
Yeah.
Just seeing them when they talk, I can, I know one of the things that bugs you, you're probably the person I'm around that's bugged the most by sound deafening for the mask.
Well, I'm also somebody who, I have a hard time listening to a podcast if the hosts are clearly either not in the same room or one is using an audio quality that is seriously degraded from the other person.
Yeah, because I've had situations where I've just forgotten to take it off and
I'm like, can you take your mask off? I'm having a hard time hearing
you. So for people like you, that's going to be a big benefit. And it's just, I think all of us have that where you're going to hear people clearer. You see, because right now we've had to be concentrating on the sound so much. I never knew how much I was relying on somebody's mouth moving until I had to listen to every little thing. What did she say? Do I want what? Oh, do I want ice cream? Yes, no, whatever. And then the waiter's leaning into me. I'm leaning into them. Now we can actually see each other's face. That's great.
Can we now fire all play-by-play and analysts from the last year who have insisted on wearing the masks while they're calling games?
Oh, my God. Do you realize this could mean that the next baseball game at home, LHN may get rid of the masks?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't think about this, but we're going to one of the West Virginia games, my family and I. It could be a packed crowd at the Dish.
Can we send word? Can we find out? Look, no disrespect to Greg Swindell and his magical eyes.
Oh, have those guys been having to wear the mask while they're calling the game?
Yes. I feel bad for them.
Get the word. You shouldn't be canned.
No, they definitely should. Somebody tell Keith Moreland, somebody tell Greg Swindell, and somebody tell Lo Galindo, I want to see all of their beautiful faces. Let's see it, boys. Take those masks off. Tell me about baseball.
I want to talk to the people that are upset on this day. They're upset at this news coming out right now because that is a fascinating group of people that is clutching hard to this belief system that has formed over the last year and a quarter.
All right. I'm trying to think of reasons you could be upset today. What if you spent a bunch of money on masks? What if you've poured about $25 or $30 a pop? I've seen some women with some awesome, like, jeweled up masks. Maybe they're mad about that.
There's a mask economy out there. There is.
The mask makers are mad today. They're upset.
Yeah, well, hopefully they realize that they were going to have to pivot at some point in the next year.
Oh, my God.
Can I say this now, Chad, too, that
I'm
proud to admit this, much like never having seen the movie Titanic before, I did not spend a red penny on a mask over the last 15 months.
Oh, you never bought one?
Did not buy a single mask.
How about that? That is an interesting point of pride. Good for you.
I wore the medical mask the entire time, the medical grade mask the entire time. Occasionally, I would have to wear a cloth one in a pinch.
What, that you just picked up here in the office? Like somebody gave it to you or what?
Justine, prior to COVID, had a stash at home.
You had a medical source.
I've got the soon-to-be doctorate nurse at home who understands the value of masks in certain situations.
Well done. All right, so let us know the things you'll be looking forward to doing again. The CDC says fully vaccinated folks can participate in indoor and outdoor activities, large or small, without wearing a mask or physical distancing. There are some caveats they've got in there if you want to read into the fine print, like if you have a friend or family member that is in maybe a hospital or a prison or drives a bus or flies a plane or whatever. There are a couple circumstances that may stay the way that it has been, but a lot of stuff opening up in the next day or so. Should be a wild weekend around the United States of America. We'll talk more about that as we roll on. NFL schedules are out there. Plus, it's May 13th. We'll tell you why today matters, not just the CDC update, which is awesome, but we've got a couple of big-time birthdays to get into, including a Longhorn legend with a birthday today. That is coming up on The Horn.
Shirts and Skins with Chad and Trey.
All right, we got to get this one going before the lyrics start, Chad.
Okay, what do you got? Please don't get us in trouble.
This is Lil Flip. Game over.
A lot of dirty words.
Video game sounds at the beginning. And yeah, a lot of dirty words as soon as the lyrics really get going. The F word, the B word.
Whoa!
N words in there too. A bunch of words that we are not allowed to go over the airwaves. But the reason why I'm playing Lil Flip's Game Over is because Game Over is the name of the game in the video game industry. As soon as low-paid employees are done helping to create games that make companies millions upon millions, if not billions of dollars, they get unceremoniously chewed up and spit out. And that is the subject of the book of today's new episode of BooksOnPod.com. Jason Schreier is the author. The book is Press Reset, Ruin and Recovery in the Video Game Industry. Check out that chat, all of our chats, and subscribe to this podcast at BooksOnPod.com.
That was Pac-Man, right? Just like original Pac-Man music sound at the beginning?
Sounded something like that. I actually want to get the instrumental for that. I think that'll make great promo music. Hey, maybe we can use it for the UT pregame show, the local pregame show this year.
Darn right.
Game over.
We'll go Pac-Man. Game over, baby.
Makes more sense for post-game, I guess.
Yeah, right. Game over would be the end. Right at the end when it's all done. A couple things for you. HornFM.com. We want to remind you, Bucky and Aaron are going to be broadcasting from the NFL Alumni Golf Classic tomorrow. And a special shout-out to Quan Cosby, who has been recognized as the Center for Child Protection Person of the Year. The Golf Classic benefits the Center for Child Protection. They do great work there at the Alumni Association. That's a great golf tournament. They're going to be interviewing a lot of cool folks tomorrow. Former athletes are going to be there. So tune in from 6 to 10. Check out the Twitch stream at HornFM. Also, if you are into Austin FC, the Verde and Black, taking on the LA Galaxy Saturday at 2:30, go swing by one of our favorite places in town, Moon Tower Saloon, for that Austin FC watch party. Our guys Aaron Hogan and Rod Babers are going to be hanging out on Saturday, so go see them. All right, let's tell them why May 13th matters today, Trey. Here we go.
This hour brought to you by Sinus and Snoring Specialists. Get sinus and snoring relief with Dr. Daniel Slaughter at Sinus and Snoring Specialists. 512-601-0303 or sinussnoringent.com.
All right. Why today matters. This big CDC news is huge on May 13th, that fully vaccinated folks can go indoors, outdoors, large groups, small groups, without masks, without social distancing. That is big time news. Also on the birthday front, we've got a few names to throw out. Let me mention Coach Conrad once again. Happy birthday to Jody Conrad. She celebrates a birthday today. One of the legends over at UT. So happy birthday to Coach. Also, in the sports realm, one of the greatest greatest boxers ever, Joe Louis, would have had a birthday today. We also have Bobby Valentine, the great master of disguise in baseball.
Bobby V. Used to love eating at his restaurant before Rangers games.
Yes, exactly. I was going to ask if you ever been to you've been to Bobby Valentine's a few times.
Oh, the food was crap, but it was still a cool experience. They had a Papa Shot. It was just bar food, but it was right across the street from Old Arlington Stadium.
If you never had fried cheese at Bobby Valentine's, you're not a Rangers fan. I mean, come on. Bobby's 71 today. Happy birthday. Also, same exact age for Stevie Wonder. The music legend with the biggest music legend with a birthday today. Happy birthday to Stevie Wonder. Also, if you're into Hootie, Darius Rucker is 55 today.
And sports birthdays, Chad?
Yes.
It's a big one, too. 60 for Dennis Rodman.
That's scary, dude.
Yeah.
He is for the rest of his life the weirdest person that is his age. I'm just going to say, I don't think there's anybody weirder at 60 right now than Dennis Rodman.
Should we have age limits on nose rings? Is 60 too old for the nose ring?
I would say yes.
Yeah.
I get concerned about head jewelry and age. So I'm glad you brought this up. Mm. Nose rings of all kinds, other than a single earring, you can go a long time with. I really get concerned about these spreaders, though. I saw a dude rocking the spreaders the other day, Trey.
Yeah.
He was like, he appeared to be 27, 28, and he's in good shape. He had a decent look going. But I just thought, what happens when you're 55, 67, 72? What's going on with those things?
I have a pretty good idea from a friend who had spreaders back when we were in our mid-20s.
What happened?
I'm seeing what's happened to his earlobes now.
What's going on?
He kept them in for a while, too. I want to say like a good 5-plus years. Took them out. The ears, the lobe apparently has a really powerful regeneration to where it kind of looked normal for a while.
Huh. It goes back then.
Well, the lobes are starting to look like, you know, the old guy in the gym who for some reason likes to be naked in all sorts of strange scenarios, and you can see just how flaccid everything is.
I think I know where you're going with this. Yeah, okay.
That's what his lobes are starting to look like now. Gross. So just be careful if you're going with the spacers or the spreaders or anything like that.
Because I'm all for pierces, tats, whatever you need to do. But yeah, I do feel like there's a weird, it's like George Carlin did the bit years ago about when do you have to turn your hat forwards? When can guys stop wearing the hats backwards? Because at some point, you're like a 50-year-old man with a backwards hat, and it just doesn't quite feel right, you know? And that's kind of the same thing with the nose ring. Like, Rodman made that nose ring cool, but he's 60 today.
We should get Wags on the wire. I think Wags is starting to push the limit of how old you're allowed to be with the backwards hat. Love you, Wags.
Ah, that's fantastic. Happy birthday to Dennis Rodman, the big 6-0 today. It is also National Crouton Day. Trey, croutons, yes or no?
I like them. I don't eat them a whole lot anymore, but I respect the crouton.
What's a crunch level for the crouton for you? Where on the crunch meter do you need it?
Oh, I want it crunchy.
Super crunchy?
Yeah, like borderline burned if that's what it has to be versus too soggy.
I definitely don't
A soggy crouton is like a soggy potato chip. It's just gross.
The extremes of croutons both piss me off equally. I don't like one that's too hard. I don't like one that's too weak. I need that perfect amount of eatability, crunchability, it's got to be just right.
Well, I think that's why a good sourdough is one of the keys to a solid crouton, because even if it's a little bit overcooked, there is still enough of a crumb, and by crumb I mean basically air pockets in between the bread, that you can still work through it fairly easily.
That may be the most food snobby thing you've ever said. The type of bread to use for your croutons. That's well done.
It's true.
I didn't say it wasn't true. I just liked the comment.
It's snobby.
One other one, Trey, because I want to dig into our feminine sides here. Today is the 35th birthday of Lena Dunham, and I think the series Girls on HBO might be the girliest thing I'll admit to you that I'm into. Now, I'm into a lot of girly things. I watch some chick flicks or whatever, so I'm not like unveiling big secrets. What is the girliest thing you'll admit that you're into?
Oh, come on. There's something girlier than that. Girls, while it's a show that more women enjoy than men, like there is like a crudeness to it that
it's
easy to enjoy from guys. This is like you the other day saying
Adam Driver was in that.
He's like you saying the other day that there's nothing weird about your marriage. Oh, yeah, except for the fact y'all don't go to the bathroom in front of one another.
That's fair.
But you think of something else, because I've got something pretty good that I enjoy that is perceived as girly.
Okay. What is it?
I love skipping.
Skipping?
Yeah.
I just think of skipping as a kid's thing, not a girl's thing.
Well, I love skipping.
You think
skipping.
Of it as a girly thing. Okay.
Let me ask you this. If you see a guy and a girl skipping, who are you wondering about there? Are you wondering about both of them equally, or are you wondering about the guy a little bit more?
Are they both adults?
Yeah.
I'm worried about both of them equally.
Okay. I didn't realize this was going to be your Halloween costume thing.
I'm worried they both might be skipping away from a mental hospital.
Ah.
That's my concern there. I want to make sure everyone's safe, because kids need to skip. The adult skipping concerns me no matter who's doing it.
Did you have my house bugged last night? Were you listening to what Justine was saying to me?
No, is that what she said?
That I belong in a mental hospital? Yes, that comes up from time to time.
Oh, my God. All right, I'm trying to think. I think for me it's just going to be like, I mean, there are legit 100% chick flicks that I'm into. It's probably one of those.
That's a good one. That's a good route to go.
Here's where we'll go. It's probably 27 Dresses with Katherine Heigl.
Oh, man.
That's the girliest thing I'll admit to you that I actually like. I'll sit and watch that movie.
I can't hammer you too hard for that one, because I do enjoy The Notebook too much.
I finally watched that thing all the way through, and I'm like, wow, this really is an emotional ride. I don't love that movie, but I get why people do. I get it.
How about the turn at the end?
There's a lot going on in that movie.
Yeah.
Lots.
Yeah.
That's a movie that needed an editor, too, just like Funny People. We need to trim that one up a little bit.
No question about that.
But they're beautiful. God, they're pretty to look at, both of them.
I also have an added appreciation for my bidet at home that may be a little bit girly. I don't know.
Okay.
I just enjoy the bidet.
Somebody says it's a great series. They like girls as well. I'd argue it was much more New York City than the more New York City show than a girl show.
Yeah, it's like saying that your girly quality is that you like the movie Bridesmaids. Like, I understand that was a mostly female cast, but that was a movie and also a show that appeals to the masses if you really give it a shot.
Cool. Okay. I didn't realize I was getting any street cred for girls. That's cool. Now, what about the L word? Is that girly, or does that lean more of a manly in a way because it was just a bunch of hot lesbians?
Yeah, no, you're a straight guy who's watching a bunch of hot lesbians. No, you don't get credit for that one either. Look at you trying to get credit for things where it's like it's totally explainable.
I'm just asking. Okay, but Katherine,
you get credit for 27 Dresses.
I mean, come on, that's a girly ass movie. That is a girly movie.
You ever worn pantyhose before?
No.
Okay.
No, I never have. Hmm. Never done that.
Well, maybe you should consider it.
I should not. I don't think I should. I do not think.
Please, NBA players wear tights to help out with circulation. It's just a step beyond that.
I'm 43-year-old male, and I like Sex in the City. Is that still girly enough?
Yep, that counts.
Okay. I never was into Sex in the City. I never understood that show.
There is a little bit of broader appeal, but there are a lot of like female-specific things going on there.
Yeah.
And it's also got like a kind of a that less grit that I think girls operates on a lot. Like Sex in the City doesn't really have that.
That's fair.
It's more mousy.
What about like a Fried Green Tomatoes or Steel Magnolias? Is that girly?
That counts.
I dig Steel Magnolias too. Fried Green Tomatoes I respect. I like Steel Magnolias. I'll watch that movie anytime my wife's checking it out.
All right. What about Traveling Sisters of the Ya-Ya Sisterhood?
Nope. Never seen it.
Okay.
Never seen that one. And I'm still holding out on Grease. I consider Grease a girly thing, and I've never seen it. Don't want to. One of these days, my wife's going to make me watch it. I'm not into Grease. I'm not into musicals. Musicals is also kind of a girly type deal. Musicals do nothing for me.
Okay, there are certain music that I think qualifies as girlier music,
too. Oh, now we could have this discussion.
Like, I have an appreciation for Taylor Swift.
I do,
too. A few years ago, I might have been embarrassed about. Now I can just point to my wife and kids and say, look, I listen to it all the time, and it's very catchy.
Yeah, you know I'm not making fun of you since I've done multiple podcasts on Taylor Swift with my daughter. So, yeah, I can't really make fun of you there. All right, if you have something girly that you'll admit that you like, but I'm glad to hear that girls has a little more of the street cred there, just basic street cred. That's good to hear. All right, May 13th and why it matters. Coming up in Stems and Seeds, this big CDC news is the big story of the day, plus We found out what Greg Brown's decision is, and the Packers have brought in a name that you know to help with their Aaron Rodgers issue. We'll get you all that on the Horn.
Shirts and skins.
What a wicked game to play to make me feel this way. What a wicked thing to do to let me dream of you. What a wicked thing to say. You never felt this way. What a wicked thing to do to make me dream of you and I.
One more time with Chris Isaac. Trey's got a conversation that involves games today with the podcast.
Wicked games, too.
One more time, Trey.
Literally and figuratively. New episode of the podcast is out today, Books on Pod. The author is Jason Schreier. His book is Press Reset, Ruin and Recovery in the Video Game Industry. You can check it out and subscribe to this podcast at booksonpod.com. Check it out. Earlier this week, we had Nicole Perlroth, who talked about cybersecurity and cyber warfare. Very relevant considering what's going on with gasoline on the East Coast right now. And last week, it was Matt Taibbi and Oliver Stone. This podcast is worth your time. Check it out at booksonpod.com.
All right, Trey. So before we get out of here, a couple things to mention. And off of the conversation about what girly things will you admit you like, you consider yourself manly, or maybe not. What about Pitch Perfect? Is Pitch Perfect girly? The acapella movie?
I think that's borderline.
Borderline.
I've seen that, okay. And I like it.
Somebody says, Chad, if you love Steel Magnolias, are you Team Shelby or Team Malin?
Yeah. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, I was always kind of on Sally Field's side. I'm on the mother's side. It's a wonderful performance by Sally Field. That proves I'm girly.
I watched that movie when it came out on video because I was such a big Julia Roberts fan back in, like, late elementary, early junior high.
Yeah.
But I don't remember anything about it other than her dying.
It's a good movie.
Spoiler alert.
Good movie. Devil Wears Prada was mentioned. And how about I'm a grown-ass man, and I enjoy Dirty Dancing and Ghost. That's key, Trey.
I detect a common theme there, Chad.
If you're the right age, and I am in this age group, man, Patrick Swayze could make anything cooler. Anything. I'm with that guy. I went and saw Ghost in the theater. And I can't even remember if it was a date. I think it was a date. I hope it was a date. But, yeah, and Dirty Dancing? I would have never liked Dirty Dancing if he wasn't in it. So, yeah, I totally get it. Totally get it. Footloose, Dirty Dancing, stuff like that has been mentioned. All right, Trey, let's get them stems and seeds. We'll start with the big medical news of the day.
No stress, no seeds, no stems, no sticks.
And no masks. Thank you, Mr. Snoop Dogg. AV Consultations brings us stems and seeds, 255-8678, or go to avconsultations.com. The CDC says they will no longer recommend masks for fully vaccinated Americans indoors or outdoors, including crowds, according to sweeping new guidelines announced today. Let's extend this to the local level, Trey. You saw this earlier, the Round Rock Express have now said masks are no longer required at the Dell Diamond. And this is effective immediately, correct?
Effective immediately. It's due to county and city guidelines, both Williamson County, which eased things up at least a few weeks ago because I know some Cedar Park businesses stopped requiring masks a few weeks back. And then now Round Rock have both said you don't need masks anymore, especially in outdoor settings, which obviously the Round Rock Express are. So good on them for acting pretty quickly on that one. And how about this tweet, Chad, on the CDC news today? This comes from Mark Agee, A-G-E-E, at Mark Agee, who describes himself as a comedy writer for some TV shows, Netflix, Comedy Central, True TV, TNT, etc.
Yeah.
It's possible the CDC saw a bunch of us trying to hoard gasoline and old Burger King cups and just gave up. Well done, Mark.
Well played. Well played. That is awesome. So that news is out there today. Also, if you're a Longhorn fan, you have probably been wondering about Greg Brown and still Jericho Sims. But Greg Brown, we know. Greg Brown's going to go pro. Declares for the NBA draft. Wish him luck and hope he gets drafted high. But he's not going to be coming back to Texas. So we did learn that towards the beginning of the show. Also, Trey, I know Aaron Rodgers is scared wherever he is today because Blake Bortles is the guy. Forget about Jordan Love. It's Blake Bortles that could take his job. They're bringing in the 29-year-old former Jacksonville and other things quarterback.
Yeah, I'm not sure why people were upset that Colin Kaepernick didn't receive any more opportunities after it was proven that he should not be the guy anymore in San Francisco. Very strange, Chad, until you see that Blake Bortles was still getting opportunities as a backup quarterback or a practice squad quarterback.
Blake Bortles, old school. Remember the college for him?
Yes. Was that UCF?
Very good. Played Baylor in that bowl game back in the day. He was pretty good. Pretty good. We'll see what happens there in Green Bay.
We now know how much tickets are going for. The initial tickets on at StubHub and Ticketmaster for the Bucs-Patriot game.
Yes.
Brady's return to Foxborough in week four. The low price that I'm seeing is $1,135 on SeatGeek.
Wow. A little over $1,100 to get me in the nosebleeds?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And I'm sorry, and that's for a pair of tickets, and that's the priciest pair of tickets, too. So my apologies. I totally misread that one. But, yeah, $1,350, the priciest pair of tickets right now on the Ticket
13.
City. Yeah.
Oof, okay.
Ticket City, StubHub, and whatnot.
Let's also watch this. The next few days, will today's announcement from the CDC, will it affect things like the NFL? I asked you earlier this week about would the NFL try to declare something about 100% or say something about their capacities. If I'm an individual NFL team, man, am I checking with my local folks today. Right?
Yeah.
I'm going to double check everything, especially if I'm Jerry Jones up the road. I just put 73,000 people in my house. I'm going to double check with everybody I can find in Arlington and say, hey, are we good to tell people full house? Am I good to say standing room only over here and 90,000, 95,000 for the first game?
Mm-hmm.
Especially since the Cowboys don't have a home game until 3 weeks in against the Eagles. Oh, my God. How big is that going to be?
Huge.
It's going to be a monster show. Big time.
You asked about this yesterday, and I said at the time the NBA or the NFL doesn't need to make a decision. They can let things play out for at least another month. The NFL should go ahead and come out now and say, look, if you want to go 100% capacity, you should.
Yeah, and at least do what, to me, do what CDC has done, do what other big colleges have done and say, this is our plan. This is our plan.
Yeah.
If we come up to something in late May, early June, or July where we have to alter our plan, we will. We showed you we could do it last year.
Exactly.
Right? But let's just go ahead and plan on a normal life version. And the other thing we'll watch here, Trey, is you would assume, because all the numbers have been headed in the right direction, we would assume that even with this CDC announcement, even with a weekend coming up, there aren't going to be any crazy numbers, crazy spikes in cases or whatever. So, and again, this news is about, from the CDC, is about fully vaccinated people, and that would be 2 weeks beyond whatever that last shot is. If it's a one-shot deal, that's 2 weeks later, or it's the second shot if you're doing one of the two-shot versions. All right, so there you go. Big news of the day there. Stay tuned for the triple option. And then afterwards, if you love your high school sports, you got to get into Flex ATX. Snoop and the crew get going at 7 o'clock tonight. We'll be back for a Friday show tomorrow to end out the week. We'll see if tomorrow's got as much good news as today had. Stay safe out there.